Here in the United States, President Obama says he wants to boost investment in science education and research. In last month's State of the Union address, he said America must, quote, out-innovate, out-educate, and out-build the rest of the world. Question is, do investments in science and research really spur economic growth? Chris Trimble teaches at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire. He has co-authored a new book called The Other Side of Innovation, Solving the Execution Challenge. Chris Trimble, I want to know what the other side of innovation is, and I wonder if you are disagreeing with President Obama and a lot of other people, in fact, that America needs a more tech-savvy workforce if it's going to keep up with Japan and China.
Lisa, the other side of innovation is what happens after you have a breakthrough idea or a breakthrough technology. Innovation is not complete until you commercialize that technology. And when we talk about innovation, we tend to focus on the front end of the process, the science and technology, and forget about the rest of the job. I certainly agree with the president that we need to invest a great deal in science and technology and education. If we don't, we won't be productive and we won't be competitive in the global economy. But to be honest, I'm not sure that is the most important investment that we can make if our goal is to catalyze innovation.
The most important investment then being what?
So let me give a quick analogy. My son and I like to make waffles on Saturday mornings, and we know that the number of waffles we make depends on the ingredient we have the least of. We can have 5 boxes of flour mix and 3 gallons of milk, but if we only have 1 egg, we're only making 1 batch of waffles. With innovation, science and technology is only one ingredient. We also need financing for startup ventures and for ventures within big corporations, and we also need managerial talent that can take those innovation initiatives all the way to fruition, not just to the point of a scientific breakthrough. This is my particular area of specialty, and even the best companies in the world struggle with it.
So just to put a finer point on what you're saying, is it that training managers is as important as training future scientists?
I think that's spot on. The state of organizational science is not that advanced. In physics, we know how to split an atom. In the science of managing innovation, we're barely learning how to name the parts, the protons and neutrons, and understand how they interact with each other.
And one of the things that you do is to look at developing countries and look at innovations there and what we can learn from them. Give us an example.
There's an interesting new phenomenon that we refer to as reverse innovation, which is any innovation that is commercialized first in the developing world. The typical pattern is the richest people in the world are the first to adopt new technologies, and then they get distributed everywhere else. But it doesn't always work that way. There are a lot of reasons why emerging economies might adopt innovations first, and we'll lose out on those new trends if we aren't just as curious about innovation needs in India and China as we are about innovation needs in our own backyard.
All right. Thank you, Chris Trimble, professor at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth. For those who want to hear more, we're going to continue this discussion online. Listeners, you can chat with Chris about innovation and global competitiveness in our online science forum. It's at theworld.org/science. Chris, see you online. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.